cheap on that ass. We're going to go Dutch on this meal. And then if you want to get a dessert, girl, that's on you.
You give me that good, good.
Give me that good, good. Give
that
me that
good, good.
Give me that squish.
That good, good.
Yeah, baby. Dawn.
Misha. You ever had anybody take you on a cheap ass date?
Yeah. No.
No?
No.
They rhyme, dine.
First date dude uses a coupon. You cool with it?
Yeah.
What if he hides it from you?
Then I'm angry about it.
Damn it. Is that what happened?
Okay, maybe back in 2014 on one of Mudge and I's very first dates, I took her to Ram's Head Tavern in Annapolis, and I had a coupon that if you got an entree, you got an app. And I went around the corner to excuse myself to go to the bathroom. And I did have to go to the bathroom, so I wasn't lying. And I reached into my pocket. I reached all the way down into my Wranglers. And I pulled out a sweaty, crumpled coupon. And I found my waiter and I said, Hey, bring some wings to the table. And if you wouldn't mind saying, hey, these are from the manager, I'd appreciate that. And I showed him the coupon. And he rolled his eyes at me and said, okay. Couple minutes later, I come back from the bathroom. Did I wash my hands? No. Did I use the bathroom? Yes. And I stretched out. I said, yeah. Bumped into the manager. He says, we got a little appetizer coming. Well, thank you. I know the owner. I know the owner. A few minutes later, comes tap dancing on by. Boom. Sets him down. 12 delicious bone-in buffalo wings, ranch and blue cheese for the ladies' delight.
Wow.
I said, you dip it in whatever you want to dip it in, girl, because I plan on dipping it in you later on. So, yeah. She thought that I knew the manager when I actually had a coupon from a Sunday insert that got me a free app.
Did she ever find out what really happened?
No, she doesn't listen to this show. Hell no. She's a cane gal. Yeah. What about you back in your dating days so many years ago? Did you ever have anybody go Dutch? Oop, do the whole, damn it, forgot my wallet. Son of a bitch.
Never had anyone do that. One time had a guy who said, we're going to go out to eat. So I'm like, that's great. And then he pulls up to a McDonald's.
No.
Oh, no.
He took you out to eat and went to a McDonald's?
Well, he tried to, but then...
He tried to. But you did. What did you do?
I dove
out the car.
Yeah, peace. Commando rolled into the grass and ran off.
Oh, hell no.
No, look at his body. You think Mickey D's built this body?
Well,
nah.
That's pretty much what I said. Like, you know, I work out. I'm in shape. I don't really eat McDonald's that much.
So if you go out on a date, just bring you a bag of carrots.
Yes.
Yes.
Bring a bag of carrots and a protein bar, yeah. And you're good to go.
All right, good.
Do you know who is a big aficionado at a cheap-ass first date? And this is one of the first things I learned about this listener. You know Mary Delannan, the other sexy Asian listener that had a craving for Josh. Her current boyfriend, that big-bearded, beautiful Viking, son of a sex beast, Target.
What?
They went and ate at Target.
How do you eat at Target?
They have the little cafe.
The little restaurant.
The little restaurant thing. They have the little restaurant eatery.
Oh,
they went to Target. Second date, Chick-fil-A. She is, for what she looks like versus the investment she expects you to make.
She's a basic bitch.
Man, you're ain't no better deal in dating.
What's up, Mary?
There ain't no better deal.
Okay with it.
No, I'm telling you. Lamborghini quality with Datsun prices. She does not care. She's like, listen, you want to take me around, show me some red shirts, get a couple of chicken tenders, spring for a waffle fry? Guess what you going to say? So coming up, 410-338-1098. What do you think about that frugal date? You ever been on one? Someone does the whole crocodile T-Rex arms bit. Oh, I'm reaching for the check, but I can't get it because I forgot my wallet. Or they said, hey, why don't we go hiking or on a nice walk? Maybe you peruse the local library on your first date, or someone just did some cheap ass. 410-338-1098. Tell you where you're going to be able to get top quality cheap. That's a Jones Junction. Best prices, best selection, best people. My buddy Kevin Brammer wants to show you the entire selection. And he knows that you might have had issues in the past at other dealerships if you haven't had the best credit history. They understand at Jones. They know not everybody's got spotless 800 plus credit. They know sometimes expenses come up that could affect your credit scores. And what's great about Jones, they work directly with the banks. They're going to get you the financing that other dealerships couldn't. Also, they have an amazing selection of cars, so you're going to find the car or truck that you deserve. And they're convenient at Jones Junction. They're only 15 minutes from White Marsh Mall, 15 minutes from the Conowingo Dam. You can even check out their selection online at jonesjunction.com, or say you're on the market for a pre-owned vehicle, they have a whole website set up just for that. You can go to jonesusedcars.com. So, good credit, not great credit, spotty credit, don't worry, they're going to take care of you at Jones Junction. Find the vehicle you want, Jones is going to get you on the road. They do really want to help.
Somebody says we're talking first dates. And the more I thought about it during the break, I was like, you know what? If you shoot low and then she's down with it or he's down with it, then that's a good thing, right?
I guess, yeah.
It's a strategy.
It's a strat. Like, you know, you take her to the Ruth's Chris, and, you know, and then, you know, you put yourself out there. Maybe you're, spending some bucks you don't quite have.
Maybe setting the bar too high, setting unexpected.
Something like that.
An unexpected level.
But somebody says the first date, where was it? They took,
it better be
food
the Golden
court.
Corral.
Food court at a mall.
Hell yeah. You get what you want, I'll get what I want. You go to the Cajun Grill, I'll head over to the Panda Express. We'll meet back in the middle.
And
it doesn't hurt to feel it out and see if the girl or guy's down with it.
First
feel
date
it
took my now wife to the food court in the mall. I said to her to look at all these choices.
Hell yeah.
What do you want? I got you, girl.
I got you, boo. What do you want? We got a Subway. We got a pizza place that
That's
never
it.
Seems to be open. We
You're
got
married
the,
now.
We got a sushi place that does the burrito bit. We got a Chick-fil-A. We got the place with the Bubba Chicka. We got everything. What do you want? I'm spotting your ass.
I like how he put that. Like, you know, there's variety here.
Yeah, look at this girl.
That's another thing.
Anything you want, girl.
Anything you want.
I got you.
I got you.
That Bubba Chicka. Go find us a table. Go pick a table. I'll find you.
Yeah, that's another thing I just realized, that if you set the bar too high right off the bat, you take someone down to the Pendry night one.
Yeah,
giving them the misconception.
Yeah, you can't maintain that.
Nah, start it easy. Do it, as I said, do what Delannan did. She actually says, she was laughing. She heard the break that she's a Lamborghini at Dots and Prices. Call out of your meeting and call in. I need you to tell the story on air how you and your boyfriend, who is just as gorgeous as you are, went to Target and Chick-fil-A on your first two dates. I mean, you guys set the bar wicked low. 410-338-1098. Let's go to the phones here. Is your name Country?
That's me, buddy. Morning, everybody. It's Beer 30.
Hey.
Good morning.
Beer 30, baby.
Hey,
Country, what's up?
Oh, no, much. I don't know. It's happening to my mom. And her boyfriend on her first date took her to the flea market and made her pay for her own pizza.
You get that flea market pizza and pay for yourself.
You could get some nunchucks.
I love it. Country, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy
what
Valentine's
are you doing? Country,
Day, Country,
what are you doing? What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
What vagina day? Gotta get roses.
Alrighty then.
It's now, Country, it's called Valentine's Day, not vagina.
You mispronounced
not
it,
day.
Buddy. Try one more time.
Okay, vagina day.
He's looking up. Screw it. We ain't gonna get better than that. Took her to the flea market and got her pizza.
Oh
my God.
Love you,
that
Country.
Was funny. Thank you, Country.